higher prices at the gas station and the grocery store, but the government says inflation is not a concern.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Word today from the government that consumer prices rose 0.5% in March. But the nation's so-called core inflation level, which does not include energy and food prices, only nudged up slightly, very slightly. Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch. She's with us live from New York, as she is every Friday. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
So inflation usually indicates the economy is growing too quickly. Why are prices rising if the economy still isn't, as we all have heard, firing at all cylinders?
Well, you know, after the debt bubble burst and the Great Recession began, we entered a period of really low prices, and the Fed's policies since then were actually aimed at lifting prices so that we didn't slide into a deflationary period when prices go down. Now those policies are combining with a lot of growth in emerging economies and putting pressure on prices. But more so on that headline number, that top number, which does exclude energy and food, than the core number that strips them out.
Let's talk about that, how the government takes out energy and food to determine the so-called core inflation. But I still have to buy gas, and I still have to buy bread and milk at the grocery store. Why does the government take that stuff out?
Well, the government knows that we still have to pay for those things. But Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke has said that core inflation is a better predictor of where overall inflation is headed, because food and energy are really volatile, and they can distort the inflationary landscape. So the Fed relies on this core number to help it form its policy. And right now, the Fed's unofficial target for core CPI is 2%. Through the 12 months ended in March, the core has increased only 1.2%. So Fed governors are likely to maintain their current policies.
CPI, all right, Consumer Price Index. We thank you, Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch.
Take care.
All right. Congress is set to vote today on the House Republicans' long-term deficit reduction plan. That's the one that would transform Medicare into a voucher program. But President Obama has his own recipe for Medicare savings, which relies in part on a special Medicare board set up under the new health care law. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer tells us what the board would do.
The Independent Payment Advisory Board is supposed to be powerful. If Medicare costs rise above a set target, the board can recommend cuts to Congress. They'll go into effect automatically unless Congress votes them down.
It was really designed to be essentially a hammer.
Leighton Koo teaches health policy at George Washington University.
Here's a board that will come up with some painful decisions that would bring costs down.
The board can't restrict benefits. Board members will be experts in health finance and management. It may seem a little weird to have outsiders telling Congress what to do, but it makes sense to Boston University health economist Austin Frecht. He says the board shields Medicare from political pressures that can prevent cuts.
If we allow Congress to manage health care costs, they just go up and up and up and up and up.
The board is scheduled to be up and running in 2013. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Stocks in Europe are mostly higher right now. Bank of America said today its profit fell by more than a third in the first 3 months of the year. Yesterday, Google said profits rose, but so did the amount of money it spent. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow added 14 points to end the day at 12,285.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com. By CSX, transporting 2 billion pounds of goods to market by train and working to help move the economy forward. CSX, how tomorrow moves. And by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com.
This week, Florida GOP Congressman Cliff Stearns introduced an updated online privacy bill that would require companies to disclose how they'll use personal information. Well, some tech firms aren't waiting for new laws to be enacted. The Wall Street Journal reports Apple is just the latest to add a do not track tool to its Safari Internet browser. John Moe is host of Marketplace Tech Report. He's with us now. Good morning, John.
Hi, Steve.
So how does a do not track option help me?
Well, it blocks advertisers from tracking you as you go around the internet looking at things, maybe buying things. Not being tracked, it's a privacy thing more than anything. You're stopping them from building a big profile of you that they can then use to sell you more stuff. And of course, the only way it actually does help you is if you switch it on, and most people never will.
Apple seems like just the latest company to add this to their browser. Why has this become such a sought-after feature?
It really started heating up late last year. That's when the Federal Trade Commission came out and said all browsers should have this feature. And everybody took that should to mean eventually they're going to be required to have that feature. So everybody started getting on it right away. Microsoft was the first to get on it. Mozilla followed suit with Firefox. Google offered an extension for Chrome, a little thing you could download to add to Chrome. And now here comes Apple putting it in the next big version of Safari.
And Google isn't making it very easy, though, to do this do not track, right?
The cynical approach, of course, is Google makes mountains of money, Mount Everest's full of dollar bills that they can roll in off of advertising and knowledge working together. That's the Google business model. So to make tracking harder cuts into that, and, you know, why do you cut into your cash flow? But if you're in a competitive marketplace like browsers, you don't want to be seen as the browser that is lax on privacy or lax on security. So eventually that is going to override everything, I think.
Is this, John, part of any broader push, do you think, like as far as legislation goes in the Congress right now?
Yeah, it's a big topic in Washington. John Kerry and John McCain joined forces to introduce a bill in the Senate about privacy. And, you know, it's an easy political win, too. Protect your privacy. I'm the guy that did that. So, yeah, everybody's getting on board.
Marketplace Tech Report host John Moe. John, thanks.
Thanks.
And finally, you've heard this guy.
Can you hear me now? Good.
But you won't be seeing as much of the Verizon guy on television commercials anymore. The actor Paul Marcarelli told The Atlantic Monthly the wireless carrier is going a different route in its next ad campaign. Marcarelli's still under contract with Verizon, so he hasn't gotten totally disconnected just yet. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and on Twitter at Marketplace Radio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Earthquake, tsunami, economy.
Even before the earthquake, prices were falling because of the competition from China. Now we're even less sure about what will happen to our company.
I'm Kai Rizdal, because Japan just doesn't have enough to worry about. That's next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.